We're going to kick off with that story about the unions. They're on the warpath over plans to cut jobs in Northern Ireland's public sector. The union NPSA is holding protests over redundancies at jobs and benefits offices. They are a part of a voluntary redundancy programme for civil servants and other public sector workers. It was announced as part of the Stormont House Agreement. The then DUP Finance Minister Simon Hamilton said that the plan was to cut 20,000 posts in total. I spoke to Simon Hamilton before we came on air. I asked him if his message to the unions today was shut up and grin and bear it.
The truth about the voluntary exit scheme is that this is an absolutely necessary scheme to help the executive live within our means. I think we're all very familiar with the pressures that public spending is under, has been under, and will continue to be under for the next number of years. You know, we've seen a cut to our budget this year, the budget that comes from London. That will continue for the foreseeable future, to the end of the decade at least. And in those circumstances where you're losing money, you have to take actions. You cannot continue to pay for the services that you want to deliver if you have less money to do that with. The problem, of course, for our unions in complaining is that this scheme was a voluntary scheme. It wasn't compulsory. When it was put forward in the civil service alone earlier on this year, I remember coming on this programme and indeed other programmes in the BBC and being asked, well, what will happen if not enough people come through? Will you be making voluntary redundancies? In fact, over 7,000 people expressed an interest in the voluntary exit schemes. That's a quarter of the Northern Ireland Civil Service expressed an interest, and that will include, of course, many of the union's members.
So the target of 20,000 public sector jobs, is that still the target through voluntary redundancy and the recruitment freeze? Is that still the case?
Yeah, the 20,000 target was agreed last year at Stormont House and at Stormont Castle between the political parties.
Well, Sinn Féin's John O'Dowd was on this show many months ago denying that his party has signed up to any plan to cut 20,000 jobs.
Sinn Féin sometimes deny a lot of things that they've actually agreed to, and I think it's a matter of public record now. What has been referred to as a Stormont Castle agreement, which was the agreement between the five, at that time, five executive parties, which was submitted in a letter form, taken down by hand by the party leaders down to the Secretary of State at Christmas time last year.
So that's cast iron, 20,000 posts, and as far as you're concerned, all five parties at that time agreed to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was very, very, very clear. All five parties put forward a range of things. This wasn't the only thing that they put forward. There were other aspects to that agreement. But a major plank of it was the voluntary exit scheme, which was to be over a four-year period. We've got $700 million set aside to the Secretary of State has now released some of that money and will continue to release that money, and that was to meet the aim of 20,000 over the next number of years.
I appreciate what you're saying, that this is totally voluntary, but if you don't get 20,000, how can it be totally voluntary?
Well, let me go back to, at the risk of repeating myself, let me go back to whenever we launched it in the civil service looking for around 2,000 civil servants, there were over 7,000 expressions of interest. And at that time, people were saying to me, well, what happens? I remember getting quizzed on TV and radio shows. I remember getting quizzed when I was finance minister in the Assembly. What happens if we don't get this? And we had over 7,000 expressions of interest. And so this has been, it was well oversubscribed. I think that will be the case.
Yeah, but you have to manage it too, don't you? Because you can't sort of let everybody walk out the door who asked to go. It has to be managed in a way where it doesn't cause disruption to certain areas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does have to be managed. Not everyone who puts their name forward is able to go. The sort of the gaps and skills and experience that might be left if, say, several people out of a particular unit or division go are considered. We also have statutory redeployment policies in place in case there are some small gaps which we need to fill in to ensure that there's continuity in service delivery.
But you can give an assurance that the delivery won't suffer and there won't be major gaps appearing just so that you can get your 20,000?
No, look, this doesn't happen in isolation either. This is not the only thing that the Northern Ireland Executive has been doing in terms of trying to live within our means and ensure that we get deliver the best of services. We have been advancing significant digital transformation programs to allow people to use online services and telephone services. We have also been advancing shared services, which is where government departments come together and do payroll issues, do IT issues together as one, as opposed to separate departments or separate agencies. So at the same time, we've been driving other efficiencies through the system, which will mean that there will be there will be minimal impact in terms of service delivery as a result of a voluntary exit scheme, which, as I say, is a voluntary exit scheme. That was always the intention. It was never an intention to move to a compulsory redundancy scheme, and that was never talked of in any agreement or certainly spoken about in any conversations that were had between parties or with the Secretary of State or others.
So to be crystal clear this morning, nobody's going to be forced to go that doesn't want to go, and there will be no gaps left in services just so that you can get to a target of 20,000?
No, it has not been the case thus far that we've had to move to compulsory redundancies. We've had an oversubscription in terms of the expressions of interest in those posts that we wanted to vacate this year, and this is around 2,000 civil servants who will leave this year, which will be saving for the executive of around 25 million, I think it is, this year, and that will be paid back in terms of the cost within about 18 months to 2 years.
So yes, it hasn't been the case thus far, but that won't change, yeah, in your view.
And I'm optimistic because a lot of people are seeing the opportunity that a voluntary exit scheme presents for them to go out into a labour market which is actually doing quite well, and there are a lot of job opportunities in the private sector, and obviously a lot of civil servants are keen to take the experience they have got within the public sector, move out into the private sector, or perhaps set up in business themselves and use that skills and experience that they have. So
yeah,
a lot of people who are seeing the opportunities in any good labour market to move out, and I'm optimistic that, you know, we won't have to move towards, and we'll have to look at other options because...
But you would do it if you didn't get to 20,000?
No, look, that's not on the table. That's not something that was discussed. That's not something that was agreed. That's not part of a plan to move from voluntary to compulsory. That's not what has been...
Would that have to get the agreement of all five parties if that was to happen?
Well, you're sort of leading me towards a hypothetical, which I don't think is going to take place. I don't think that's going to happen. As I said, we've got... In releasing the
But what I'm saying is, could you unilaterally make that decision, or would that also need the agreement of all five parties?
I don't think that the finance minister could unilaterally do that. But I don't think the finance minister is going to have to do that because, as you say, if you look at the Northern Ireland Civil Service Schemes experience, over 7,000 people, a quarter of the civil service expressed an interest in the voluntary exit scheme. That was more than what we required in year for that. So I think that pattern will continue right across the public sector.
Can I ask you, just maybe before you go, I mean, there are talks to rescue the Stormont House Agreement, as we know, ongoing. I mean, a lot of people will say, well, why should this aspect be going ahead without wider agreement on lots of other things? I mean, why should this carry on whenever lots of other aspects of the Stormont House Agreement are in limbo?
Well, I think it was sensible and prudent that this aspect of the Stormont House Agreement proceed, and I think it was right that the Secretary of State released the funds, because I go back to the point I made at the start. The executive has to live within its means, and that sometimes requires tough and difficult decisions, decisions that otherwise you wouldn't want to have taken or perhaps wouldn't have thought about or contemplated taking. And I think it's incredibly important that we try to live within our means, and that's what any responsible government would do. And the voluntary exit scheme has been identified as a way in which we can release significant savings. As I say, we're already going to save £25 million this year through the civil service scheme, and that's only been operating for roughly, or will only operate for roughly half the year. And this is going to, over the period of the sort of 4 years, will release over £400 million in savings. So close to £500 million worth in savings is going to be released, and that's going to be money that's going to be able to be ploughed back into the frontline services and health and education and elsewhere.
People might look at this finally with a sort of a sense of irony and say, you know, civil servants fighting to keep their jobs. You've a top ministerial post, you keep resigning.
Well, you know the reasons and the circumstances behind why we are out of office at this minute in time. We've had a murder. The Chief Constable has linked that murder to the Provisional IRA. The Provisional IRA, of course, are linked to Sinn Féin. And I don't think any government can be sustained when it's in defiance of the principles of justice and democracy, and has within that government those who are associated to those who are committing murder on our streets. And until we sort those issues out, it can't be business as usual. We are, of course, still going into post briefly and taking decisions which are to the benefit of the people of Northern Ireland, and we will continue to do that until the issues around paramilitary activity and indeed other issues around welfare reform and our budget are resolved.
Do you think the talks are any closer to sorting that out?
Look, there's work continuing. It's been intensive. It's been constant over the last week and a half, as it has been now, and we will continue to work away and work hard to try to get a resolution, because we want to get a successful resolution. We want to see...
Would you be any more optimistic now than what you were when they started?
Look, there has been good work has been carried out, and hopefully that will bear fruit. And I think everybody knows the issues that have to be resolved. It's a matter of focusing on those over the next couple of weeks, and I hope that we can get a resolution that will see Stormont restored fully and working properly and starting to deliver again for the people of Northern Ireland.
Simon, thank you very much.
Joel, thank you.
Simon Howell, there you heard him claiming that Sinn Féin had signed up to the 20,000 job cut target. Sinn Féin have no one available to come on the show today, but a Sinn Féin spokesperson said during the course of the talks, the parties agreed that a voluntary exit scheme should be opened to enable people working in the public services to retire early or to leave the public sector. What was agreed in the Stormont House agreement is a voluntary exit scheme. A voluntary scheme is in essence that, a voluntary scheme. The scheme is not driven by targets or numbers and will be carried out in consultation with the civil service and the unions.